Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. This is the second part of our two-part series on diet and cancer. Last week, we introduced you to James Templeton, who used a macrobiotic diet and massive doses of vitamin C to successfully fight malignant skin cancer. This week, we'll hear from four experts on the role that diet plays in preventing and fighting cancer.
People should stick with foods that they can cook, foods that you can pick off the tree branch directly. That is the most simple diet and healthiest diet that anyone can have.
Diet and cancer on this week's American Cafe. In our last show, we told you about James Templeton, a man who was diagnosed with stage 4 melanoma that had spread to his lymph nodes. James underwent surgery and some chemotherapy, but fought off the disease when he took control of his own health with a combination of macrobiotic diet and massive doses of vitamin C. But can James's method work for anyone? Well, to find out, I started by talking to Dr. Colin Champ. He's a radiation oncologist at the UPMC Hillman Cancer Center in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He said there are studies on whether diet can help make treatments more effective, and there are other researchers looking at whether it can help prevent cancer.
What we did find, and when we reviewed these studies and performed what's called a meta-analysis, we found that the animal studies do support a role of ketogenic diet when given with chemotherapy or radiation, but not when used by itself. In regards to prevention, these are extremely difficult studies to run because the key word there is prevention. Cancer takes quite a long time to occur. So these are studies that cost millions upon millions of dollars, and they're forced to track people for years, if not decades. So a lot of the studies we have now are these population or epidemiologic studies where we follow people and try to look at some associations. And these studies can be both insightful and dangerous. But overall, there's certainly a clear path between certain healthy behaviors and risk of cancer.
Dr. Champ told me as well that how much you weigh can have a major effect on your vulnerability, not only to cancer, but also to all kinds of disease. Dr. Dana Simpler is a primary care practitioner at Mercy Medical Center in Baltimore, Maryland. She told me that diet has a tremendous effect in both preventing cancer from developing and in controlling, and in some cases even reversing, the disease.
If you look at multiple different ways of studying this, starting with epidemiologic studies, where you look at populations who eat, and for what I propose is the plant-based diet. So you look at populations who eat a plant-based diet versus populations who eat the standard American diet, which is, of course, what we eat in the United States and a lot of westernized countries. And the people who eat a plant-based diet have significantly lower rates of cancer. All across the board, it reduced rates of breast cancer, colon cancer, prostate cancer, all across the board.
Dr. Simpler said that while getting proper nutrition helps our bodies fight cancer, it doesn't mean it has to be bland. Ingredients like onions and garlic can help boost the immune system and prevent what she said is angiogenesis, a key process in the spread of cancer.
The cancer has to have blood vessels. So the cancer cells will actually shoot out a chemical that is stimulating the body to send blood vessels to the cancer. And certain foods, such as onions and garlic, have what we call an anti-angiogenesis process, where they will block that cancer's ability to develop a new blood supply.
You'll remember that James Templeton also used large doses of vitamin C in his fight against cancer. But does that work, or will it work for only a few people? Dr. Eric Feigl-Ding is an epidemiologist and on the faculty at Harvard's Chan School of Public Health. He told me that it's not as simple as just taking your vitamins.
Cancer, you have to first think of it as a multi-step process. There is early things that actually damage your cells and creates DNA damage. And then there are things later on that fuels a cancer cell once it already becomes a tumor, a small tumor cell. And immunology is definitely one of the forefronts. But immunology is also a vastly complicated field. And many foods that improve your immune system on a regular physiological level does not have substantial benefits for cancer prevention. And this gets into, for example, vitamin C, which vitamin C does boost your immune system for things like the common cold. But whether it translates into cancer prevention, there's no studies that actually show regular doses of vitamin C, especially oral, has any effects on cancer.
Dr. Ding went on to say that intravenous doses of vitamin C could have different effects, but there are not hard randomized trials that show the vitamin reduces the incidence of cancer. He also said that cancer studies are long and expensive, and that often limits researchers' ability to learn what they need to learn. Dr. Alex Michaels is a researcher at the Pauling Institute in Oregon. You'll remember that James Templeton used Linus Pauling's book, Vitamin C and Cancer, in his recovery. Dr. Michaels told me that cancer is an elusive opponent and that the answer is not as simple as black and white.
So there's a difference in types of cancer, the type of cancer with, you know, like a subset of cancer. I mean, you've heard of breast cancer cells. You know, there's you know, hormone-sensitive breast cancer, there's hormone-insensitive breast cancer, and there's ones that have certain markers that are positive and certain ones that are not. And so it's possible that the same kind of thing happens with vitamin C, is that only cells that are expressing certain types of markers are going to be susceptible to the vitamin C treatment.
Alex Michaels also said there's evidence that continuous vitamin C supplementation could affect the gut microbiome, which would affect the immune system, which is a key element in fighting all diseases, not just cancer. All of my guests agreed that the so-called Western diet, high in fat, salt, calories, processed meats and foods, and low in whole grains and fruits and vegetables, is deadly. They also agreed that eating a healthy diet that is high in fruits, vegetables, and seeds, and low in sugar and simple carbohydrates will help prevent a broad spectrum of illnesses, whether cancer, heart disease, or diabetes. This subject is one that would take longer to talk about and more in-depth research than we have time for in just a couple of radio programs. But I'd be interested in your opinion. Let me know your thoughts by visiting our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. You can find previous episodes of our show at voanews.com. For all the folks here at VOA, I'm David Byrd. Thanks for listening.